Children, let's simmer down and be quiet. Children, please be quiet. Thank you. Go right ahead, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Miss Yusuf, if that's your real name. Jesus Christ, what kind of Abu Ghraib prison are you running here? Kids, former Vice President Dick Cheney here. Nice to be here and see you all dressed up and wearing your spiffy name tags just so. I can see we have a Jamal and a Shaniqua, and I'm sure your mothers voted for Obama. Your fathers probably did too. I mean, if you have fathers, and well, they're not in prison. Ah, and who do we have here? Oh, Bryce and Ian. Uh-huh. With names like Bryce and Ian, I'll give you 10-to-1 odds that by the time you boys are 16, that one or both of you will be prancing around in a leather gimp suit, singing show tunes while taking it up the back door cantina from the high school drama teacher, Mr. Mudvayne. Oh, and look at this cutie. What's your name tag say, honey? Let's see. Oh, Taffy. You know, they use salt water to make taffy, which is appropriate because by the time you're 17, you'll be pole dancing and turning tricks on 60-year-old snowbirds in a Fort Lauderdale strip club. And Taffy, judging by the looks of your mother here, the pin didn't fall far from the grenade, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I know for most of you, this has been your first experience inside of a classroom, and sadly, for many of you, this will be your last time, because you simply can't cut it, and your parents don't love you. For those of you in that boat, don't give up hope. You can always join the military, unless, of course, you're a homo like Bryce or Ian over there, because one little wink, or even one limp-wristed salute from the likes of Private Bryce or Corporal Ian can ruin the military effectiveness of an entire unit. With that, I want to thank your Muslim-sympathizing teacher, Ms. Yusuf, for inviting me here today. Good luck. God bless America. And would somebody help me find my goddamn Jack Link's beef jerky?